Good afternoon, everybody. It's Damon Gonzalez from Latin Box Sports. We're back this afternoon with a quick show, the Slip Punches Show. We're joining you live from the studios in Tampa, Florida. We'd like to thank our sponsors. We're powered by RX Water and, of course, the one and only Empire Pro Tape. We have a special guest coming on the show today. We'd like to introduce a fighter that's fighting out of Las Vegas, Nevada. Very great fighter, young and up and coming and what have you. And we're going to get her on the show to talk about her career and see what's going on with Serena McCoy. Serena, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Slip Punches Show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You are a flyweight fighter with a record of 6 wins, no losses, and 2 knockouts in the professional boxing level. Man, welcome to the show, and we're really happy to have you. Thank you for taking time to talk to us at the Slip Punches Show. How are things going for you?
Things are going really good right now. I just fought maybe 2 weeks ago, and I just got a new date. Not sure if I can give out all the information for that yet because it's so new, but I just got a new date, so I just started camp.
Okay. Are you allowed to say the date?
Am I allowed? Yeah. So I'm fighting May 2nd.
May 2nd. Okay, great. That's wonderful. Your last fight was in Mexico. And like I said, you've been really staying busy and you're a very focused fighter. You train and fight out of Las Vegas. Is that correct?
Yes.
How are things going and what gym are you training in? How's training camp going?
I'm training out of a couple different gyms just because I have a couple different trainers. Things are going really good right now. Slowly but surely things are opening up. So a lot of the gyms are allowing sparring now. So it's making it a lot easier to have a more successful camp than I've been having.
Now, champ, let me tell you, you have the coolest nickname, the Black Rose. I love it. Tell us, how'd you get the nickname? Well, how did that come about in your career? Was it in your amateurs or this is something you came up with? Or how'd you come up with the name?
I got this nickname in the pros. Like when I first turned pro, my dad gave it to me. So there's a few different things that go into the nickname itself. So it's the Black Rose. I'm a Black woman. You know, I represent a group of minorities as women as well as Black people, you know, so I represent Black Rose. And then my mother's middle name was Rose.
Okay.
When I was 6. So, you know, a part of the things that keep me dedicated, that keep me going is my mom. You know, so it feels good to have like a piece of her in my boxing, even though she can't like physically be here to support me in my boxing.
That's beautiful.
She was alive, so.
That's beautiful.
And then.
Now, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's beautiful but deadly, the Black Rose. So like.
Sure. But you know, you got to go through the thorns to get to the rose.
Yeah.
And let's talk about those thorns. Let's talk about the investment that you put in your amateur career, because let me tell you, you put the work out. And talk a little bit how that chapter of your life went for you with competing and traveling and doing whatever it took and whatever it can to get to this place and where you are today.
When I first started in the amateurs, like I first started competing, I was, I guess you would say, the underdog, because I would go to these fights. We'd have to go to California before I started tournaments. We'd have to go to California for like boxing shows, and everybody would know this person that I was fighting. So they'd be cheering for them. Nobody was cheering for me, you know, unless I came out there with people. Like they were not cheering for me because they knew these people and they didn't know me. I was fresh, right. You know. And then when I started going to tournaments, I was moving up and it was like people knew me, but they didn't know me as much as, you know, they knew other fighters. So I was always fighting people who were more well-known, who've been in the game longer than me, who've been boxing longer than me. You know, and I was winning. I remember one time I went to a tournament and I checked in and the guy was like, 10-0? Wow, you're like sneaking up on people in here. You know, like, I don't think I've ever seen you before. You're 10-0. And I was like, yeah. So like after I got old enough to be on the team, you know, I was going to the OTC, the Olympic Training Center in Colorado Springs. So I was going out there a lot.
Awesome.
And I was doing that and going to tournaments while I was like my whole time in high school. So I was doing that. And then when I turned 18, I decided to go to the pros. I will definitely say that my amateur career was a lot more difficult than my pro career.
So how young were you when you found the likes or the interest of looking into boxing? And was that something that you're like, hey, Dad, I want to become a boxer? Or how did that come about in your life when you were at a very young age?
Well, I was 11 when we moved here from Georgia, and I wanted to do gymnastics. Like, I've always been a really girly girl. So I wanted to do gymnastics, and the gym where I started at, which is the Richard Steele Foundation Boxing Gym.
Wow. So, I know Richard very well, yeah, too.
He's literally like a grandfather to me. He's
my awesome. That's beautiful.
So I was looking for the gymnastics place, and it was like right behind the boxing gym. And we walked into the wrong gym. We got mixed up. We walked into the wrong gym. So it's kind of like, I wasn't looking for boxing. It's like boxing found me. So I was like, oh, hey, we're over here. So
wait, hold up. You born and bred in Georgia?
I was raised in Georgia, but I was born in Colorado.
Okay. All right. Well, no wonder you could fight if you're from Georgia.
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's great stuff. That's definitely great stuff. And, you know, going into your pro career and what have you, and, you know, you love to fight. Let's face it. You love what you're doing and how, you know, when the bell rings and you're in the ring. And tell us a little about your style. What kind of style do you bring to the table? Because, again, you a lot of people know who you are. And you're continuing to grow and grow and grow and grow. And we appreciate having you on, because this is what it's all about. It's all about the fighters. It's all about the fans. So tell us a little about your boxing style.
I feel like my boxing style is more unique, because I take the good from everybody that I watch, everybody that I like, all the coaches that I've worked with, and I use it to make myself a more complete fighter. You know, I never want to be one-dimensional, and I'm always looking to learn new things. So I feel like the more that I learn, the more that I see, you know, the more that I experience, because I haven't been in the sport as long as mostly everybody else that I know. You know, people start boxing when they're 3. I started when I was 11. But I've learned so much in the 8-9 years that I've been doing this, you know, and it's like I'm still learning. So I take everything that I find that I think that is good and positive to put into my style, and I just interpret it, you know, and it might not all show at one time. You know, I might use some things in one fight and then use another thing in another fight. So you never know what side of me you're going to get when I go in there. And I would even say, I don't even know what side of me I'm going to get when I go in there, because, you know, styles make fights. So I have to adapt to that person's style. And I feel like I'm really good at adapting to what's in the ring with me, you know, so it's like I'm a different fighter every time I get in there. You know, so I feel like that's, my style is very unique. My style is very diverse, and I have a very wide variety of things in my arsenal that I could pull from.
Now, champ, that's very, very awesome to hear. And these things are important. And kind of give us a little feedback, because you know what's also important is that we ask and we kind of address the nucleus around you when it comes to Team Black Rose, when it comes to your trainer and your cut man and everybody that gels together to make this happen when that bell rings and you execute your victories. Give a shout out one by one. Talk about your team and how important it is to work with this team.
I have a very amazing team. I have been blessed to have a great team with me. For one, my biggest team member is God, because without him, I would not. I wouldn't be doing any of this, you know, so I'm very grateful for all the blessings that he has given me in this sport, keeping me safe. And then my dad, you know, my dad has been there for me from day one. He's literally always there all the time.
Big shout out to your dad.
And yeah, he works really hard. You know, I am trying to work hard so that I could take care of him the way that he has been taking care of me all these years. And then I have my coach, Jermaine, who I started with, literally first 6 months of me training to now. I've been working with him. He's a great coach. He works hard. He shows up every day, all the time. And he actually invented mitts that light up and they time your reflexes. So they're called RST, Reflex Strike Technology.
Nice.
So we've been using that. He created it. He started creating it before we started training together. But he finally got it together throughout our time training together. You know, so he's the inventor. I'm the face of the product. You know, beautiful. So they light up and you hit it, and it has like a little screen where it times your reaction time, and it's supposed to help like your reflexes, your reaction time to create a better fighter, you know? So those are really cool. I don't know if any of the coaches are looking for something like that. If you are, I can give you guys his information, or I give you my information and I can redirect you guys to him, but it's definitely something to look into. And then I have my coach Bullet, who I have known for just as long, but we've only been training together for about two-ish years. He works on my power. He works on my, you know, my technique, you know, because as a pro, you have to learn how to sit down on these punches. You have to learn how to get these girls out of here. You know, it's not the amateurs. You can't pitter patter your way to a victory.
That's right.
So it's
that's really, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's really important. You know, and then I have my strength and conditioning coach, Chris, who works with Quantavious Cash, Ava Knight, like many other boxers who box out of Vegas. You know, he helps me out with my strength and conditioning. He kills me. Okay. First thing in the morning, 6 a.m., he kills me. The sun's barely coming up.
Well, why I gotta be like that? Of course. You know, that's all part of it, right?
Yeah. I have a really good team, you know, and then I have like other like supporters, like my sparring partners. I have Mr. and Mrs. Steele. You know, they're mentors to me. They're always keeping me focused. You know, if I slack off, they're like, hey, you need to stay focused. You know, we've been in this sport a long time and we're telling you, you gotta stay on track, you know. So I just am so grateful for like all the people who have my back in this sport, because it's very hard to find these days, you know. So I've just been very blessed, very, very blessed.
Now, champ, of course, you're obviously a fan. And when you look at the sport in general, what are some of the names in the sport that are like, yeah, okay, that's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people in the sport today that you can look at and say, man, I look at this fighter. I'm not saying I'm biting this stuff, but as a fighter, that's a fighter. You know, I mean, who are you a fan of? Who do you like in the sport today, in this generation?
In this generation today, my favorite is Pacquiao. Okay, I'm going to put that out there.
That's what's up. Legend.
But my favorite is Pacquiao. I also really like Loma. I feel like he's a very, very good fighter. You know, he can't, a lot of people can't beat him because he puts his amateur background and he interprets it with his pro style. You know, and that's very hard for a lot of pros to get around. You know, and then I see some very good up-and-coming fighters like Shakur Stevenson. You know, Errol Spence Jr. is really good. He's one of my top five. You know, I would even say Devin Haney. The only thing I would say about these new boxers is just their attitudes don't match their skills. You know, their skills are amazing, but then their attitudes are very bad. And I feel like that kind of prevents them from being where they can be in the sport. Yeah.
That's definitely real talk right there. That's definitely true. How can fans and everybody follow you on social media? And of course, if they want to inbox you to ask you questions in regards to the MIT product and stuff like that, how can people follow you on social media?
I have pretty much every social media. So I have Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all my name. So Zarina McCoy. I have two Instagrams. So I have Zarina McCoy, which is just my personal. So you're gonna see all my girly, cute pictures, you know, all dressed up. And then I have awesome. My Zarina McCoy 2 page, which is my Black Rose page, where I just posting all my boxing stuff. And I have both of the pages in the bios, so you can just follow either of them. However, I will say on my boxing page, that's strictly business. So if you have questions regarding my boxing or anything else, go to the main page where I look like all girly. And if it's business, then go to the other one. I'll say that. And also keep your messages appropriate, please, because I get a lot of inappropriate messages.
Now, champ, again, you know, we appreciate you taking some time and coming on the show and what have you. And let's also, you know, recognize that there is so much going on in your life, and we commend you for that. And let's get into that. You're in Las Vegas and you're actually filming a movie now. We got the information. It's called Bad Boxer, the movie. We would like to get some feedback from you and tell the fans and everybody that are listening in, give the hook and tell us what's going on with this movie, because I've did a little research on what's going on as far as, you know, a lot of the promotions and productions that you guys are doing. You know, give us a shout and talk to us about this project that looks really incredible.
Yeah, so I was filming this movie in quarantine. So we were filming this movie in quarantine. It's called The Bad Boxer. It's starring Justin Mayweather. It also has Jeff Mayweather in there and like a lot of other boxers from the community, the local community. It is a comedy, so it's very funny. We had a blast filming it. I play the baby mother, so I'm basically Justin Mayweather's baby mama, you know.
That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what I
Poor
play.
Justin.
There's a few scenes that I'm in. I'm just acting up in the movie. It's really funny. I even get to beat him up in one scene, so that's exciting. I'm
Nice.
excited for people to watch that because when we were filming it, I actually really did kick him by accident, and he was like, "Oh my God, why did you kick me so hard?" And I was like, "I'm sorry." But yeah, it was really fun. The cast, the crew, the production—you know—it was really fun. You know, they're still filming more movies and more movies. I just haven't had time to, you know, be a part of the newer movies because I've been working on my boxing a lot, and I just started school again. So I'm in school right now
Okay.
as well, you know. So it's like I've been working, I've been busy.
Half gloves will travel. Like I said, you just came from a win off of Mexico. It doesn't matter where you fight. I mean, how's that going for you younger in your career? And it's like, I get it with home cooking, but traveling all over the place. How's that working out for you?
That's one of my favorite parts about boxing. I love traveling. I like going to, because if I wasn't boxing, I probably wouldn't be going to these places. You know, I'd probably just be here, you know. And it's fun to travel to meet new people. That's how you network. That's how you get further ahead. The more people that you meet, the more that you're going to network. And exploring new things, going new places, you get a chance to see other people's culture, how they like it. And I'd say Mexico is better to fight in than the States because they love boxing down there. And I mean, like,
Oh,
they
yeah.
will show up. They will leave their house and show up to watch strangers, just complete strangers they don't know, box. And it's just they get a lot of support. And almost all of their fights are televised down there, you know. So, matter of fact, after this fight, we went out to eat. Me and my dad went out to eat. And the guy who was serving us, he was like, we were telling him, like, I'm a boxer. And my dad was like, do you watch LA TV? Because that's where she fights on. And he goes, yeah, that's all I watch. I knew you looked familiar, but I didn't know. Like, I thought I was just, you know, making something up because you're a tourist. He goes, but yeah, I've seen you fight before. And I was like, oh, like, people know me here. That's crazy. You
That's
know,
awesome.
really fun. And I feel like Mexico has like the stigma of like, oh, you go down there and you're only gonna get bumped. Like, no, you're not only gonna get bumps down there. There are some people who will fight, like who can fight down there. And you'd be surprised because you go down there and you're just like, oh, this is just easy work. It's not. It's not. Because those they do not have glass chins down there. They work hard, you know, and there's some people that you come across and they're gonna give you room for your money. Matter of fact, I've seen a few people come from up here to down there to fight and they lose. And then they come back and everybody's like, how did you lose to a tomato can? Like, no, that wasn't a tomato can. I guarantee you that. Like, that guy won for a reason, you know? So I feel like we should just normalize going to other places to fight. You know, the United States is not the only place where boxing can thrive. You know, boxing should be able to thrive anywhere. As long as somebody can throw a punch at somebody else in a ring, then boxing can thrive wherever that can happen.
Now, champ, very, very important. You as a fighter, as a phenom, a star growing up in this sport and what have you, tell the fans, especially the younger fans, how serious the fight game is. The fight game's serious. This isn't playing in the playground. This is something that's very important for people to understand and be educated on, when the bell rings and you're in there fighting another lady. It's serious business and it's something you love to do. And what kind of messages would you send the amateurs and the younger fighters, boys and girls out there, that are coming up?
Boxing is very serious. It should not be taken as a game. It should not be taken as a joke. When you get in there, you're risking your life. And in short, you're risking your life for the sake of entertaining others. And if you don't have the passion to do this sport, then you shouldn't do it. You shouldn't do it for money. You shouldn't do it for fame. You want to do something for money or fame, you better go hop, skip, and leap on a TV screen. But in this sport, if you're getting in the ring and you're risking your life and your health, you need to take it seriously. You need to work hard every day, and you got to be prepared for getting disappointed because unfortunately, we can't always have everything fair and just. And in this sport, there's a lot of things that are unfair and unjust, and dirty, especially in, I would say especially in the amateurs. There's a lot of things that don't go the way that they should go. And I can say this now as a pro, because as an amateur, you're afraid to get blackballed. You're afraid, like, if I speak on this, they're never gonna give me a win. Like, no, I'm a pro now. I can say this. And the amateurs is very dirty. As good of a boxer as you are, as good as a fighter you are, you're not gonna win all of them. And it's not because you're not good enough to win or that you didn't win. It's because they have who they want to have. And if you're not knocking people out, sometimes you're not gonna get it. And you have to be prepared for that kind of disappointment. Because I've been through it. Some of your favorite boxers have been through it. Keyshawn Davis has been through it. Deontay Johnson has been through it. Devin Haney has been through it. Shakur Stevenson has been through it. We've all been through it. If you've had an amateur career, you've been through it. So you have to be prepared for the disappointments, the hard days, not wanting to get out of the bed, feeling like your body's breaking down on you because you're training so hard. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of sacrifice. A lot of us have had to give up our childhoods or our teenage years of doing whatever we wanted to for the sake of having to get up at 6 in the morning to train, having to go to school and then go to training and not have time for friends or fun or parties. And that's just what you have to give up if you want to take this seriously. And you shouldn't be in a sport, not this sport or any other combat sport, if you're not going to take it seriously. So I just say, if you're going to do the sport, make sure you know what you're getting yourself into and make sure you're prepared for that. And if you feel like it's too hard, regardless of how long you've been doing it, or if you don't feel that passion, just stop. Save your life and, save the people who love you a lot of stress and just find something else to do. That's the best that I could give, is honesty.
Now, Chan, we really appreciate those comments and those thoughts, man. They're so important. When you put on the iPods and you're running and you're out there and you're on the road and you're working and you're sacrificing, give us some feedback. Tell us some visions, being a world champion in boxing. Do you think about those things and how important is that to you? Of course, you got a lot of work in front of you, but I'm sure, again, it's part of the game. It's part of the sport. And give us your thoughts about being a champion.
Well, my goal is to unify all the belts in my weight class, and that is a big goal and it's going to require a lot of hard work. So I work really hard and I think about it. This is what I'm working for, but I'm not going to lie. A lot of boxers are going to be like, oh, that's all I think about and I just push. No, a lot of us, we get up in the morning, first thing in the morning, 6 a.m. for training, and we're like, why did I pick this? Out of all the things I could have picked, I picked the one thing where I have to get up early in the morning and kill myself. Like, no, I think about it. And sometimes we're even like, I'll even joke around with my coaches after a hard workout and be like, okay, I quit. I retire. I'm not doing this no more. But it's just a way to get it out, to get it out of your system, because sometimes it does get hard. This sport is very, very demanding,
Yes.
and you don't take care of yourself physically and mentally as well, spiritually, emotionally. You have to take care of yourself in all ways. Sometimes you need to rest. Sometimes you need to have a day to yourself where you can relax and enjoy yourself or do something fun. So I try to really take those days and, get my mind focused again, because every week is a new struggle. Every week is a new workout. Every week is another way of killing myself so I could look better in the ring. And I do it for myself, but I also do it for my team. I do it for my fans, my supporters. I do it because I love it. But also, there's a lot of things that are really hard, and sometimes I don't love it. Like, I'm gonna be honest, because a lot of these boxers make it seem like, oh my God, I love this so much. I just always think positive. Like, no, nobody in any sport always thinks positive all the time. Sometimes you're working so hard, you're killing yourself so hard. You're like, why did I choose this? Like, sometimes, matter of fact, I'm watching people punch each other in the face, and I'm like, who would choose this sport? Like, you're literally getting punched in the face. Who chooses this sport? But then I'm like, I get in there and I love it. It feels good, and I just remind myself that this is what I want. And it's really hard for me to like go somewhere else when I want something. When I want something, that's what I want to do, and I'm gonna get it regardless.
It's awesome.
So I always think about that, like, this is what I want, this is what I'm gonna get. I might complain, I might joke around, I might say, like, oh, why did I choose this? But I'm gonna get done what I want to get done. I have my mindset on it, so it's gonna get done.
We truly thank you for coming on the Slip Punches show. We are live broadcasted on Facebook and also Latin Box Sports Facebook. And we're going to have this interview live. It will be on YouTube. Everybody subscribe for Latin Box Sports. You can see the full interview with the champ. And take this time, and this, you definitely have the floor, obviously. Take this time and give a shout out to whoever you feel like giving a shout out to, because to put this team, you know, the Black Rose team, you guys are keep on punching. Keep on doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. We hope to have you come back on the show, and we're definitely going to continue to follow your career. Trust me, we heard about you. We've watched the streaming of you fight, and it's awesome, man, because we like to connect and reach out to everybody. And it's important that, again, we just had Porter on the show the other day, and a lot of fighters come on and what have you, but we about putting everybody on, the fans, the cut man, no matter who you are. It's all about the sport. You know what I'm saying? So please kindly take this time and give some shout outs.
Well, as I said, I want to give a shout out to my team, my entire team. I'm so grateful for them. You know, they deal with a lot, you know, especially with me and fight cams, because I can be so hard to deal with sometimes. So I'm very grateful to all of them, especially my dad, because he lives with me and he trains with me. So I know, like, sometimes he's just sick of me. So I just want to give a shout out to, like, my entire team, my sparring partners, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Steele, my mentors, anybody who helps me, supports me, and watches me. You know, I want to give a shout out to Blanca Gutierrez, who does a beautiful
blog. Awesome.
Her sister Loopy, you know, and I want to give a shout out to you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. You know, I don't ever know that people are talking about me until somebody's like, oh, do you want to do an interview? Like, I've heard about you. And I'm like, oh, you hear about me? You know, I never know. So it's cool to know that people are talking about me, or that people do know me, because I'm doing this, but I'm not doing it for like fame or for a name. I'm doing it because I love the sport. So it's like, when I hear that people are seeing me, I'm like, oh, like, I didn't know that. That's crazy. You know, it's like, I have my little group of people who I know, and I'm like, they know me. But it's like, when other people know me, I'm like, oh, you know me? That's crazy. Hi. You know,
so that's what's up. We appreciate that so much. And hey, the Black Rose fight gear, you dropped any fight gear yet, or you got stuff coming out?
Well, I have like Team Zarina, Black Rose shirts out. I also have watercolor. I'm in a collaboration with the watercolor fighters. So they make watercolor shirts, wow, pictures of fighters. So you can also purchase those as well. Or you could contact me for like a Team Zarina shirt. I also get those made and send them out for whoever wants to purchase one of those. I will be making gear soon. You know, not right now, but it's coming. And I'll be having men and women gear. It's going to be looking so cute, so fire. I have all the ideas.
That's what's up.
So when I get ready to drop that, I will. And I'll keep you guys updated on that. I have a lot of, like, big things coming right now. Movies and, like, you know, music, gear, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I'm really excited to share that with you guys. I just want to make sure that, you know, my career is where it's at right now, where it needs to be at. My education is where it needs to be at. You know, priorities. And then all the fun stuff is going to come after that.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming on the show, and really appreciate it. And we're going to let you go, because we know, again, you're about to venture and go right back into training camp. We take that serious. We try not to bother fighters when they get, like, really in that time frame where they start training for fights, because we understand the importance of getting ready for those fights. So we thank you for your time and coming on, and we hope to have you back.
Yes, of course. Anytime.
Great. Thank you so much for joining us. And you keep on punching, champ. We'll be looking out for you, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Take care of yourself.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Slip Punches Show with the Black Rose. We appreciate you tuning in. It was a great show. Great young fighter coming up in the flyweight division. We're looking forward to seeing her fight again in May. We'll keep you posted on Latbox Sports Instagram, and also follow her Instagrams for updates on her next performance and her next fight. Latbox Sports, Damon Gonzalez, thank you, Empire Pro Tape and RX Water for powering this show as sponsors. We appreciate you, and we'll be talking to you very soon, probably the weekend. Thank you, and have a good night.